The next section is for the Form P38S for student employees. This is an annual return, but it does not have to be submitted to HMRC. Instead, it has to be completed and retained for every student employee working in the school holidays. The P38S procedure allows you to pay a student employee without deducting income tax. It does not provide for pay-as-you-earn procedures to be ignored completely. The questions to ask are, first of all, have the forms been completed by any students that have been employed? And has any student been paid more than the £6,475 personal allowance limit? If a student has been paid more than £6,475, was code 0T applied to the excess payments? We should remember that the P38S procedure is not relevant to Class 1 National Insurance contributions, which are due from any student worker if their earnings exceed the threshold, unless the student worker was age under 16 throughout the tax year. In the final part of this podcast, I want to briefly consider some issues that regularly crop up and result in employers having to make payments of income tax, National Insurance contributions, interest and penalties to HMRC. Firstly, employment status, which is a difficult issue and where there is often confusion between casual labour and the self-employed. A useful end-of-year check is to look at any off-payroll payments to individuals, where we should check the contracts and the engagement arrangements and consider whether pay-as-you-earn should have been operated. We might also consider using HMRC's Employment Status Indicator tool to check the employment status. Untaxed termination payments are another difficult area where we should think about any untaxed payments and whether any payments should be put through the payroll before closing it down. It is a mistake to assume that all termination payments attract the £30,000 income tax exemption and or that they are exempt and not earnings for National Insurance contributions purposes. Genuine payments of compensation or damages should be exempt up to £30,000 for income tax, and there would be no NIC's liability at all. Statutory redundancy payments are exempt and are not earnings for Class 1 NIC's purposes. But payments in lieu of notice and ex gratia payments are a minefield, and any payments made during the last tax year should be reviewed. Other payments that often result in settlement with HMRC include round sum allowances or per diems, which were not covered by a P11D dispensation. Non-receipted expenses, mobile phone top-ups, Oyster card top-ups, cash reimbursement for home-to-work travel, and other personal expenses. These are items that should be considered as to whether or not pay-as-you-earn should have been applied.